Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to the final edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca New Year's podcast series. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. Today we're joined by Sean Massey, channel sales manager for StorageCraft Technology. 2013 was a busy year in the online backup and disaster recovery market, as it truly became integral part of the services offered for many MSPs and even many VARs. Sean touches on that and momentum in the market, and looks back on the highlights of 2013, as well as looking ahead to where he expects the market to go in 2014. So let's get right into it with our chat with Sean Massey. Sean, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's great to be here.
Maybe let's start with a little bit of a look back at last year. It seems in many ways as much as, backup and DR has been a big topic in the channel for some time. It seems like last year that volume got turned up to some degree. What was kind of the highlights, the headlines, as it were, of 2013, for StorageCraft and for the industry?
I think for really the top banner for us in 2013 was our really advent of cloud services. Our cloud services was released in December of 2012, and it really took hold, and we've really gained a lot of momentum heading to the end of the year. Folks are really more cognizant on disaster recovery, in particular, and business continuity, and so with their businesses. And so what they want to make sure they do is protect themselves, and they can do that through our StorageCraft disaster recovery, end-to-end disaster recovery solution that will take the backup and then also bring it out to our cloud.
All right, and that's been a fairly substantial shift for StorageCraft in terms of your go-to-market, in terms of how you perceive the market, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and really, we're a company that listens to our customers, and our customers have been asking for us to be able to have some type of cloud component. So the way that we're built, though, however, is that we have our end-to-end disaster recovery solution, which means that even if a person wanted or a company needed, to protect themselves and not use our cloud, but use like their own cloud per se, then they're able to do that. But from feedback of our partners and our partners' customers, really led us to this point of, hey, we need to get a cloud component. And for us, for instance, in Canada, that also meant listening to our customers meant to develop our cloud so we have a presence in Canada so none of the data does not cross the border.
Yeah, a very typical Canadian cloud sensitivity for a variety of reasons, and something you guys must have faced in other geographies around the world as well. How has adding that cloud layer and going in that direction changed your interaction with the channel, both in terms of how you work with the channel and in terms of who you're working with in the channel?
When we look at, I'm just going to step back for a second, and we talk about managed services. And managed services certainly isn't anything new to anyone that's in the channel. And certainly, even 8 years ago, we started hearing the managed services and folks, I think to some extent it was a harder sell in the very beginning, and they were some providers were reluctant to embrace it. And certainly some end user business customers were reluctant to get into the subscription model. But what it has really blossomed into is a beautiful business strategy for folks, not only from it, like if you're looking at the end user business perspective, it's a way that they can get a hold of their IT and not let the budgets of IT get a hold of them, because you have a nice subscription type of based product where you know that things are being attentive to and being taken care of. And then for the MSP, the provider themselves, then they also, the nice thing for them is that they get this nice recurring revenue that's happening every month. And then it allows them to budget certainly their time and also their resources that are there. For StorageCraft, that's not anything different either. And so what has happened with our with our MSP program and also our cloud services, we have been able to then tailor this to ultimately help our partners, which is the MSPs, get into a cloud strategy for disaster recovery. But this process also allows their customer to become more sticky to them, which you have higher retention, higher satisfaction. And then in turn, that also makes us more sticky to our partners. And the relationships that have been blossoming, because we're truly partners at that point. And I talk about this all the time, that there's tons of vendors out there. We don't want to be another vendor. We want to partner. We want to partner with, because we're genuinely interested in protecting folks at the disaster recovery level, and then being able to provide those different solutions to our partners, then they in turn can provide a good solution to their customers.
All right, great. It seems like, you know, it seems like online backup, cloud backup has become, and cloud DR has become sort of, I wouldn't necessarily de rigueur in the channel, but it's something that, you know, just about anyone who's in a managed services mode at this point, I think, is eyeing or has set up that kind of an addition to their solution. And we're seeing an increasing number of solution providers who wouldn't necessarily represent themselves as a full-on managed service provider, adding online backup capabilities or cloud backup capabilities as part of their mix to introduce perhaps recurring revenue type concepts to an otherwise break fix or infrastructure building kind of business. Are you still seeing a lot of greenfield opportunities in the channel, or is this market reaching maturity very rapidly?
Well, it is reaching maturity, and I think part of the reason for that is that, you know, the cloud is still being figured out in general on with a lot of businesses and certainly MSPs that are out there on, you know, what do we put in the cloud? Who has access? Are we doing applications? What happens if the cloud provider has an outage? All that good stuff that kind of goes along with that. One thing that the cloud is really beautifully made for, actually, is this disaster recovery component, because we can be sending things certainly to the cloud for disaster recovery, so we can send the backups to it. If there were, and actually for our StorageCraft cloud, we get statistics every month, and so we're at 99.99% uptime with our cloud so far. And so we've got a high rate of availability, but what it's really doing is that it makes it very easy for folks to be able to leverage that for their offsite solution. And the offsite solution is very important to businesses, because, you know, if they have that fire, that flood, that tornado, then they're protected, their business is protected, because you don't want to gamble your whole business and everything that you've worked for because you didn't get the data offsite. So the nice thing about our cloud solution and how it has matured so quickly is that, A, number one, for our MSPs, you know, they don't have to do the build out. They don't have to do all the security things or the compliance issues and all that good stuff. We're taking care of that. And so their upfront cost is not that much. And then the other thing is that, we're able to grow very quickly, and we built our cloud to be able to handle all of that growth and that hockey stick growth per se as we continue to go on. So people are adopting it, and it has matured, but I think there's so much more opportunity still out there, because as folks continue to refresh their disaster recovery strategies and systems to get something that is easy, that can be easily tested, and is reliable, that's there. And I think the cloud has really jumped into that in a very quick way.
Yeah, it's been a game changer, no doubt about it. Speaking of that hockey stick of growth and sort of the plans for 2014, where you see it going, you certainly provide some hints there. But what are you guys looking at as the big opportunities for this year, and what are you pointing partners at in terms of big opportunities for 2014?
I think, you know, to continually build out, our biggest opportunity is still the same opportunity that we had last year. It's really being advocates and being experts in disaster recovery. And that's really our bread and butter. When you look at our company and how our company is being able to build, is to be able to recover systems, to be able to recover them very quickly, to be able to demonstrate that, because you absolutely have to test all the time. So as we look through, you know, the cloud offerings in the future, and actually they kind of keep me in the dark a little bit on the roadmap. So I won't sell it ahead of time. but as we look through, I think you're going to just see, you know, still the ability to continue to. The reliability of the cloud, which has already been demonstrated, but then that ease for people to be able to test and to continue to use it.
All right. Are you still at a point where you're actively signing up partners, or is the focus at this point on getting those partners, customers converted and modernizing their DR strategies?
Well, that's probably a little bit of both. I mean, sure. I'm still actively recruiting customers or partners, most definitely. There's still a lot of file-based backup systems that are out there, and those do not lend well to recovery. File-based backup systems have an issue in particular with doing a recovery to dissimilar hardware. And so, you know, if you lose a building, and there's not really much you can do other than bringing in dissimilar hardware. And I think at the last podcast I had mentioned a bit of, you know, in my past I managed a data center that burnt down, and we were using a file-based backup system, and it was ugly in order for us to get it recovered. So when we're looking at our strategy, certainly. We're still finding people that are looking for something better, and so then they come to us because our solution is very good and solid. Then, as you also alluded to, is that we are trying to find different ways on how we can best help our partners help their customers. So with that, that's going to be, you know, still talking about our cloud solution, our cloud services, and being able to really educate folks on this whole disaster recovery solution that you would choose, your offsite strategy, and helping make it a better fit for their customers.
All right. You know, you touched on with the launch of the cloud in late 2012 and ramping up into 2013, the need to, you know, build in-country presence here in Canada to make it comfortable and attainable for Canadian businesses and Canadian partners. Curious where you're at in terms of rolling out the Canadian side of the service and where you're at in terms of getting that out in the market, getting word out, getting partners enabled and selling. Just basically, how is business going here in Canada?
You know, it's growing, and it's growing at a pretty good clip. The you know, part of it is an education. I think there's a little bit of weariness that some end user businesses have when they start doing the cloud, because, all right, I'm sending my data. How do I know where it's going? Who has access to it? And so what we've tried to do is put together you know, some documents, certainly in our partner SLAs, that really kind of outline to say, listen, all our cloud services, the services are in Canada. The C drives do not cross the border. You'll send them to a location in Canada for them to be uploaded. The control panel and everything is being serviced out of Canada so that we have no data, no interaction around that. And I think security is certainly a big concern, not only for things like the U.S.'s Patriot Act, but also, I mean, we've heard in the news in the last few weeks about Target and Neiman Marcus and all of that, where they've had some data breaches. So we've done and fortified what we've needed to do in our data centers, and our data center that's kind of in the GTA area, not only from a security standpoint, but also a process standpoint that we are a Canadian data center. The data that comes to our data center does not leave Canada at all. And then it's that education, and we're constantly, trying to educate folks on those processes to make sure that they have a comfort level should they need to. We also support and actually we require, it's not just supporting, but we require any backup that's taken that's going to be sent to our cloud has to be encrypted. And so our encryption rate, you can choose RC4 128-bit or AES 128-bit or AES 256. AES 256 is military-grade encryption. And so at the backup level, we're encrypting the data, and then, of course, we're also encrypting the stream to our data center, too, as another layered approach to security.
You've kind of hinted at this along the way, but what can Canadian partners expect from StorageCraft throughout the course of 2014?
Well, really, the partnership is what's really key, is that we don't want you just to pick up, if you're a solution provider, we don't want you to think that we're just another vendor. We have a wide variety of resources that we can help you develop your disaster recovery solutions for your customers. And we're very willing to help and walk with you in a mutually beneficial way that we can help bring more business to your companies. And to that end, what we're also trying to do is we're trying to innovate and bring to the table some really appealing options that will do well for MSPs and VARs that are out there to help, make it a nice glove fit into your business strategy and your business plans.
All right, great. Appreciate your taking the time, Sean. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, too.
So there you have it, another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast almost in the books. I'd like to thank Nitin for joining us and Cisco for its continuing sponsorship of ChannelBuzz.ca, as well as to the other sponsors who make this possible. And of course, thank you for listening today. We'll be back next week with the final New Year's podcast series interview with Sean Massey, Channel Sales Manager for StorageCraft Technology, who'll discuss the exploding cloud backup and disaster recovery market. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. And I'll see you around the channel.